Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's called PAD, peripheral arterial disease. And if you've got chronic leg pain, it may be time to get tested. Learn more at demanddebora.org. Call 609-621-2080 to schedule a screening.
The use of advanced technology has exploded in baseball over the last few decades. Everyone from the front office to the playing field is looking for an edge, and finding that edge often starts with long hours of video study. Major League Baseball teams now have complete departments dedicated to providing video of every possible situation, from games under the bright lights of a big league stadium to a bullpen session for a pitcher rehabbing an injury. Kevin Camisoli is the Phillies' director of video coaching. He's been with the club for 21 years and seen the technology grow from VCR to the most sophisticated digital equipment imaginable. Kevin is with the team every day, from day one of spring training until the end of the season, providing the players and coaches with the video information they need to gain the edge that might help win a ball game. And Kevin himself is part of every ball game, though you might not know it. Major League Baseball started using instant replay to review some umpire calls in 2008, and it ramped it up in 2014 so that a manager can challenge an umpire's call on the field. Who gets the first look at the call and advises the manager whether to challenge or not? Kevin Camisoli. He joins me now.
And hello, everybody. And I come to you today from very breezy Wrigley Field in Chicago. And I'm in the press box and the windows are closed. And I'm joined by Kevin Camisoli, the Phillies director of video coaching. And one of my goals on this podcast, Kevin, is to try to take people behind the scenes a little bit. And you are a behind the scenes guy that keeps this team moving, keeps this team firing. Very, very important guy. Yet, in some ways, you're not behind the scenes because pretty much every night we see some of your work in, we'll call it, the replay, where the umpires get together, and Kevin's a very important part of that. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. That's a great introduction. I should have that all the time.
Well, I've been covering baseball a long time. My first year covering the Phillies was 94. I covered baseball since 88, and I can remember when I first started. I don't ever recall video being part of the game. It sort of has come about real big in the last 20 years, and you've been with the Phillies for 20 years. How have you seen it grow?
It really has grown a lot. It's funny, video has been around in the game for a lot longer than 20-odd years, but it was always kind of in the background. Certain players were into it, like Tony Gwynn was really big into it, but even players before Tony were into video. Back then it was all VHS tapes, so everybody's outings and at-bats would be put on the VHS tape. So every player would have their own tape and, would have all their stuff from all the different seasons. So from the Phillies standpoint, Video Dan Stevenson, he had almost everything to do with starting the video department for the Phillies. That goes back into the early 80s. And then I came on in 1996 and helped him out for a while, and then things kind of moved in different directions. And Dan still is a part, obviously, of the video setup at the Phillies, and things just started to change a bit into the digital realm. And every team had a video department that was traveled with the team, and people started to make the transformation over to a digital computerized system where it's no longer videotapes. So that's pretty much where we're at now. Everything is computerized, and it's gone high tech.
the players really depend on you. Tell the folks what you travel with. I mean, you travel with the team full time. You're there every day at home, every day on the road. What type of equipment do you pack for a road trip?
We try to keep it as streamlined as possible, the road setup. So we travel with a number of, you know, laptops, as well as, you know, storage hard drives for, you know, all the footage that we have. You know, we have all the games from all around the league, you know, teams that we're going to be facing, as well as, you know, pretty much anything you would really want, a backlog of games and years that goes back to, you know, for us, we travel with the footage from 2008 season to current, you know, so guys can go. And for a great example is Nick Pivetta, you know, really likes to model himself after Roy Halladay. So he's able to come in my office and click on when Halladay was here, and we have starts when Halladay was with the Blue Jays, and he can watch Roy Halladay starts. So
a kid like Nick Pivetta, who made his debut in Dodger Stadium, Justin Turner is in that lineup. And if he wants to see how Roy Halladay pitched Justin Turner in all their career matchups, can he hit a button and see that?
Yes. Yep. He can press a couple of buttons, and he can sort through all the computer program, does all the sorting. If he wants to see Halladay versus Turner in day games, night games, grass fields, not so much turf any longer, but, well, in Toronto, that's able to be, you know, filtered as well. So it's really kind of funny. The funny backstory is when we were all still on VHS tape, I remember the first time one of our pitching coaches said, "Hey, you know, can I see so-and-so, the pitcher, all his curveballs from the last week?" And I'm sitting there thinking, well, sure, you know, it's all on VHS tapes. I mean, yeah, I'll get that to you. It's going to take a week to get it to you, but I'll find all those curveballs. Nowadays, it's, you know, I get asked the same question. You can have it in less than 5 seconds.
Wow.
So it's neat.
So if Bob McClure comes to you and says, you know, I want to see every 0-2 pitch we have thrown this season, how long does it take you to cue that up?
Seconds. Wow. I can say, do you want to see them in the strike zone, in, away, down, up, anything you want. Swung on, takes, hits, contact, outs, whatever. Basically, during the game, I'll sit there and I chart the game, each pitch. Excuse me. So it'll be pitch type, location, velocity, result of pitch. So everything that we chart the game by, we can then go back on the other end and filter and sort by, and then press play, and there it is. So if you want to see a pitcher's curveballs that there was contact on that were ground outs, you can do that. Fly balls, you can do that. Swing and misses. It's a click of a few buttons.
Wow, it's amazing. And you know, some of these stadiums and the clubhouses are so modern that they have built-in video rooms. They're beautiful. Some of the clubhouses are older, and I think of the one in Turner Field in Atlanta. You would come in, set up all your video equipment, you know, half a dozen laptops and everything else, and there would be a guy invariably before every game, after every game, poring over those videotapes. And I'm talking about Chase Utley. You're laughing because, I mean, this guy, most prepared, him and Halladay, I think, were the most prepared players I've ever seen. But, you know, Chase Utley would sit in front of that laptop and dissect almost every moment of that game, before and after. What was it like, you know, trying to serve Chase Utley?
It was great, quite honestly. First of all, you know, he's a great guy, treated you with a lot of respect, appreciated the work that you did. And it was a great learning experience because, you know, you learned a lot from what he was doing because, you know, you'd see him and working for, you know, hour number three, and you're like, what are you looking at, and what did you find? And he would say, look at this, look at that. So, you know, it was a great learning experience. You know, he's one of those rare guys. Not everybody can do what he did, and not everybody knows how to do what he does. He's just the type of guy that's what he did. He didn't play cards. He doesn't watch TV throughout the day. He doesn't really mess around. He's all business, and one of the things he does is watch video. So to have him in the room, you know, it's funny. To have him in the room as often and as much as I did, people always say to me, you know, you and Chase, you had to be really, really close, really close. And I was always like, yeah, well, yeah, you know. It's like, oh, you guys must talk all the time. Like, well, you know, not really. We don't, you know, we do talk. Don't get me wrong. But when Chase gets into, when he gets to the ballpark, he's in Chase mode. It's just concentration mode. And there wasn't always a lot of talking. Jim, you know Chase. He wasn't always the big talker. Not that he wasn't a bad guy. Or that he was a bad guy, excuse me. A great guy. But it was just, it was really neat to have him for as long as we did.
When Chase got to the ballpark, he got there to go to work.
Yes.
You know, and when he's looking at your video operation and the data that you collect, I mean, he was kind of famous for knowing when a pitcher might be tipping his pitches, giving away what he's going to throw. Is that something he would focus on in video?
100%. He would study his own swing, but he was always combing through the opposing team's pitchers, and not just the starters. He would be going through all the relievers. And, you know, a funny example of things is, again, how he's not, you know, outwardly talking and, you know, preaching and whatnot. He would, I have these monitors in my office in Philly, and he would, when he would find something on a pitcher, like a pitcher was tipping his pitches and what he was doing, he'd have one video up on a still shot of the pitcher up on one screen, and then on the second screen, he'd have another pitcher, the same pitcher up with a different part of the video that was kind of his way of showing, well, in the video on the left still frame of the video, his glove was maybe up to his chin. The other screen, the glove was maybe down at the letters. And what that meant was the one that was up by his chin, that's where he would come set for fastballs. Down by the letters was that's where the pitcher would come set for breaking balls. So if you're the batter, now you see the, you know, the glove up around the face of the pitcher, it's going to be a fastball. So he was one of those guys. That's what he would do. So and he would just leave the screen up, and people would walk in and see it there. He wouldn't say anything, but they knew it was his work, and they knew to sit and look at it, and then they would say, oh, okay, got it.
Wow.
It's funny.
Are there other guys who maybe were not or are not as reliant on video?
At this point, everybody watches it to one extent or another. You know, we're at the age, date now in time where everybody's grown up with a computer or a gaming system. So the learning curve is very slim. You know, some guys don't, you know, they'll come in and, you know, what does the pitcher, starting pitcher have? What type of, which, how many pitches? And they'll watch 5 minutes. Other people watch 10. Other people watch an hour. It just really depends on the person. But at this point, every single player watches video to one extent or another.
And coaches?
Coaches, big time. Yeah, the hitting coaches, pitching coaches, they're every day.
Can a hitting coach take a laptop right into a batting cage and show a guy something?
We can. And even now we have the MLB-issued iPads that have all kinds of footage we're allowed to put on them now that can be, you know, in the dugout or in the cages during the game. Obviously, you know, when it's not game time, you can, you know, bring a laptop in the cages like you're saying. Or so, yeah, we put a lot of footage on the iPads, and they're able to use those now as tools.
Now, and you'll also, in spring training, you will videotape practice sessions. I notice a lot of cameras around the complex, at Carpenter Complex. So you, if a guy's down there rehabbing and Matt Klentak wants to see how he looked in the bullpen, that's something that you can provide him?
That's something that we have now, is the ability to do that where, yeah, as you've noticed, there's cameras everywhere nowadays, and especially on baseball fields. So if there's something going on at our complex in Florida, it can be videotaped and sent to an individual via email or a link, and or it can be streamed and they can watch it live.
Amazing. And a few, you know, for years you've been behind the scenes providing these players with these videos and this very detailed data to try to give them an edge during a ball game, hitters, pitchers, everybody. And then a few years ago, Major League Baseball brings in instant replay as a method to get calls right, and your responsibilities double, I guess you would say.
Yes.
I want to tell people, you're the guy who sits in the video room behind the dugout in most stadiums, and when there's a call that may be reviewed, Larry Bo is on the phone, or he might be yelling down the dugout, you know, yo, Kevin, what do we got? And you're the guy who, like, in a snap of a finger has to say, challenge it or don't challenge it, correct?
That's correct.
What was that like when they first told you, by the way, you're going to be this guy?
It was exciting. Also, kind of didn't exactly know what to expect. It was so new, obviously, that nobody really did. Had an idea, but when it comes to game time and the first times that phone rang, it's nerve-wracking, and it still is to this day. Now this year they added the 30-second clock just to throw a little, another little wrinkle on things. So, things can speed up pretty quickly. I have to be...
Take me through it. We're in Wrigley Field, and it's a cramped old stadium. Where are you located in Wrigley Field?
Right now, at Wrigley Field, there's a video room that's about halfway between the dugout and the locker room.
So that's a long walk. So you need a phone. You need communication with the dugout. And you can't blink. You have to watch every play and anticipate that phone might ring.
Yes. Yeah. Every play, we're always looking for whatever, all the different rules and criteria that are challengeable plays. A great example is like last night. I believe it may have been Franco that hit a soft ground ball to third base, and there was a throw from the third baseman of the Cubs to the first base, and it was a little bit high, and the call comes, did the first baseman have his foot on the bag? So it's right down to small things like that.
Are you the only set of eyes watching, or do you have other people helping?
I'm the only one watching, other than... I chuckle here because if there's other people in the room and a questionable call comes, all of a sudden it's a flock of people standing behind me saying, offering their opinion, and it's kind of annoying, but it's also funny.
Now at home, you're very close to the dugout.
Yes.
So you could actually shout to Larry.
Not that close. Okay. Every ballpark has a phone system installed, so that's the general means of communication.
And how many replays do you get to see on a given call?
We have all the camera angles from the home broadcast camera crew and the visiting. So on any given day, we have in between 13 to 15 different angles, all up on two monitors that we get to use for a review.
You mentioned nerve-wracking. I mean, I would imagine there's a lot of pressure in that, especially you got a call in the ninth inning that's going to sway the game either way. I mean, is it pressure packed?
No pressure. It's nice you're bringing that up. It is. We had that one game in Cincinnati this year where there was a play at second base and it would have been the third out.
Herrera stealing in the ninth inning. Yeah, what was that like?
That was what was great with that was he was called out, but it would have been the third out to end the game. The fireworks started going off and everything. Cincinnati was celebrating, and we said, "Hold on a second, we're going to challenge this." And we won the challenge, and put those fireworks away and kept the game going. So that was a neat time. So
I've known Larry for many, many years. You've known Larry for many, many years. Larry Bowa, the bench coach, he's the guy that picks up the phone and says, "Kevin, what do we got?" He's not exactly the most patient fellow on earth. What are those conversations like?
Yes, number one question I get. Believe it or not, after the first year, I don't mean this rudely. He's gotten better. He's a really into it, intense guy, and I appreciate that, respect that. We're at a point now where when the game is going on, I know he's pretty much going to call me for anything big or small. So I'm already looking at it. So a lot of times he picks up the phone and I'll say, fair ball. And he'll be like, fair? Yeah, fair ball. And then he hangs up. So it took a little getting used to, I will admit. But, it's just, I don't know.
What does it feel like when you get one right?
It's, not to sound corny, it feels great to help the team. A video like you mentioned earlier is all about giving the players an edge. It's all it is. You can't replace anything that goes on in between the lines. And the replay thing, it just takes it up another little step where, if you have reviewing a big play that, maybe it was an RBI, was taken away from one of our hitters, but it gets overturned. It could be the difference between, the end of the year you had 99 RBIs or 100, and that's a big difference in baseball. So, it's just cool to to be able, I'm fortunate enough to be in this position that I have this type of thing that I'm doing, you know, has some effect on the game. It's neat.
What do you think is next in this video explosion in terms of helping officiate the game? Do you think there's just enough of it? Is there too much of it? And where might it be going, all this instant replay?
I don't think balls and strikes will ever become a part of it, and I think that's a good thing. I really don't know, Jim. In all honesty, I don't know what else they would do. I know they're, you know, all the talk about speeding up the game and this, that, and the other thing. I'm not really sure how much more they can add to it. So I don't know.
Do you ever fantasize about this team getting in the World Series again and maybe having a replay call in the ninth inning and the whole ballpark is waiting for you to say challenge it or not challenge it?
I have it every day with the regular season, so I guess the World Series, that would be nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Has
it given you any appreciation for umpires? Because sometimes I'll look at these calls and they're like, you know, they're centimeters, and these guys are often right. Most of the time they're right. And they're making these calls in real time. And then some nights we're sitting up in the press box watching it over and over and over. And you're watching it over and over and over on six screens. Do you have an appreciation for what they do?
Yes. Before, you know, since doing replay, I have said those words to a number of people. It is amazing what they do. You know, on my end, working the replay machine, I can go frame by frame. I have all the different angles like we mentioned. I can zoom into a clip, zoom in to see if a foot was on the bag. And, you know, these guys are doing it in real time. And it is amazing how often they get it right. The times, you know, they get things wrong, they're the ones that get talked about the most, obviously. But it really is amazing what they do. And I have definitely gained a new respect for what they do, because it's hard.
And I have gained a lot of respect for what you do. You're in there making those calls in a split second. You got Larry breathing down your throat, and that's not an easy thing. But really, thank you for this interesting look behind the scenes at something that's really not behind the scenes. It's something we see every day, instant replay, and also the look at, you know, what these players are doing to prepare for games. Thank you, Kevin.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Jim.
I hope you enjoyed my chat with Kevin Camascioli as much as I did. Thank you for listening. I'm Jim Salisbury. And I'll catch you next time at the Arc.
It's called PAD, peripheral arterial disease. And if you've got chronic leg pain, it may be time to get tested. Learn more at demanddebora.org. Call 609-621-2080 to schedule a screening.